Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Martina.
Hey,
Zach
guys.
Martina. How are you, buddy?
I am so great. I feel like I'm at home.
Mm-hmm. Can this I tell splendid. You that your last name always throws me for a little bit of a... It sounds you like your family was coming to Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, what's your last name? Your forefathers or your ancestors or whenever that happened. I guess it would be like older relatives. Said Martinez, and they were hearing Martina, and they're like, hang on a second, and they were talking to someone else, and then they forgot, and then they just kind of cut it off.
That is so wild. That's the story my grandfather tells every Christmas. That's exactly how it happened.
Is that how it happened?
That's exactly how he wasn't
through
there.
Through that lie, I yeah. believe.
That's the story. We retell that story every Christmas.
It changes a little bit every year.
It's the Christmas miracle. But it does allow us to call you Zach Martina Nevera Tolova, which is something that I've always wanted to call you.
And I'm so happy that it finally happened.
Is that an ace? Did I just serve an ace right
I mean,
here?
I would say like a king of diamonds. Okay. But I think it was pretty good.
I was
good.
Talking about a tennis ace. No, whatever. Yeah. And he was riffing in the other direction.
I love it!
Here's the great story about Zach before we get into our story. Our one story this week is that Randy and I went to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and there was a bit of a communication breakdown between us and the club.
It happens.
We thought we couldn't bring a feature.
First, we thought we could bring a feature. Then we never heard back as to whether or not we could. So we assumed we couldn't. We show up to the club. We sit down 10 minutes before the show in Ann Arbor. We're very excited for the show. The guy who runs the club said, so who's your feature?
Where's your feature?
And we're like, you're
kidding, right?
You tell us.
We'll call him.
What if one of you guys hosts, the other one features, and then you both come out to headline?
That's a good
no
idea.
No repeat material.
That's a good idea.
I'm a cartoon character
that's
of jerks.
That's a good idea.
Hey, mucin
hey, a mucus in your stomach. Hey, I'm a lie. I'm
was
a
that?
Lie.
Wasn't that our old bit?
That's an old bit. Hey, a mucus in your stomach.
Hey.
But the
so we said we don't have a feature because we thought we were. He's like, I thought you were bringing Nate. We were like, we didn't know. So we never heard back. So we could. He's like, well, there's a guy out in the bar, and I was like, is this the beginning of?
Great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
this guy in the bar is getting his confidence up. Just drinking.
You know, this is how A Star Is Born started.
I know.
There's a guy out in the bar.
This is called A Star Is Born.
I did my entire set in French the first time they heard
you
it.
Did.
Too.
Really, really flipped it.
Smart.
So you just on stage. In the shallows. That's just, been my time.
Those
guys.
Are my story. Yeah, I came up before the movie. Yeah. They stole those bit. That
why did they do that? And now you can't do them anymore. So he
he's a huge fan of yours, and he's a great comic, and he can open up for you. And we're like, can he do 30 minutes? Because we didn't know. And
sure.
He's like, yeah, he's going to headline here. And so we're like, all right, let's.
Because there's no host.
No.
This is the definition. No, there usually is a host.
Usually is a host.
So this is the definition of rolling the dice. We're putting like hosting and featuring on someone we don't know, and he was fantastic, and we loved him.
So good, and the whole weekend we were just writing bits and writing on his bits, and it just was a blast.
The bit I love, okay, I'm going to make him do this little bit, just a little piece of it. So the bit was, the bit that we fell in love over.
The original bit was, so I lost my dog.
And the crowd goes, aww.
Aww. I found him.
Yeah.
Great.
Mangled on the side of the road.
Aww.
I know. I tried to swerve.
Yay.
And so that was the original bit. And
I tried to swerve, right? I know I tried to swerve. But then.
And then it turned like three minutes.
We're like, can you
keep going? You can keep going.
So now there's this whole bit about the dog having bit a kid, and I did what I had to do. But the kid was actually the last name of the postal worker he bit, mm-hmm. and he delivered chocolate, but also artisanal. So, like, there's this.
It's great.
It just keeps
turning the audience
precisely obscure.
The crowd is very confused when it's over.
I love it. And that's the way we want to put them in. Because the world, maybe they're confused. Maybe they're just dumb. The world is getting dumber. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to fight back is comedy. Daniel, let's get into a story.
Okay,
we've got Zach
we
Martina here.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
This
fellas.
Was sent in to me by using hashtag dumppeopletown and at me, at Daniel Van Kirk.
I love
do both
when
of
send
those
them in.
Things.
Please.
by Let's Not Do Names at Yeah No Let's Not.
This is great.
Yeah,
this
great.
This person is like yeah, synergy. Let's not do names.
That Twitter handle makes me think that this is about them.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yes. To me, I feel like they want to do names.
Yeah,
right. Badly.
Let's do names.
Livingston, which Ron. I don't know. Ron?
I guess I don't know.
This takes place in Ron Livingston.
It's in New Jersey.
It's a movie called Innerspace.
Musinex.
Why don't they remake Innerspace
with Martin Short?
Yeah, and Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. That was a good one.
They should do it with Randy Quaid, and he's like on the run.
Yeah, I mean, I bet
it's a documentary.
I bet Randy Quaid thinks beard. There's a little man injected inside of him right now.
Or the Harvey Weinstein story in her space.
Oh, that's a great one. At Daniel Van Kirk.
That'll get a R rating for sure. It'll get a bump up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a local man is in custody after reportedly walking into First National Bank's downtown location at 11:36 a.m. I'm so proud that finally we have a story where they don't say about. They know what time
it happened,
and they're telling us.
At approximately 11:36.
They went to the security camera footage.
We have it.
It's there.
Mm-hmm. Let's time stamp this thing.
Walked in at 11:36 a.m. Monday and passed a note to a teller demanding money. Now.
It's old school, man.
For most people robbing a bank, this would be the most exciting part of their day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The journey that this man's about to go on and the people he brings in.
I can't wait.
It's like a Coen Brothers
movie.
There's
a cast of characters.
Yes. Thomas. Stewart.
Thomas Stewart. Please
Holcomb.
Tell me.
Oh, what did you want? What did you want?
I wanted a third first name.
Yeah. Michael.
Thomas Stewart Johns.
Thomas Stewart Jeffrey.
Have you ever met a first name Johns?
No.
Johns?
I know there's been like a Wells.
Wells.
No, I've never
Fargo?
Met Johns.
What? Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, that's a university. Johns.
And it's two people's last names.
Ruth's Chris.
See, there you go again.
Ruth's Chris.
That's her name. Ruth's
Chris.
There was a Golden Globe Ruth's Chris joke.
I know. There was a Golden Globe Ruth's Chris joke.
Thomas Stewart Holcomb of Livingston.
Yeah.
The great thing is when we don't when we know the city and we don't know the state, we can always rely on townies to tell us exactly.
Like, that's in New Jersey.
So my town. He's from the town where he's robbing the thing, so people probably know him.
Sure,
we take from the people we love the most.
It does sound like a small town.
Yeah. He probably watched half of the town and didn't realize even they drove across the river.
Right, even they left their confines.
That's the bridge in Boston?
He gets to the middle. Well, that's all I need to see. That's it.
I got it.
Shut down.
He just watches Ham's part where he goes, I'll tell you who it is. It's not fucking around crew. That's who they are. My favorite part of the town. That and when Affleck asks Renner to borrow a car and help him do something, he can never ask him about it again. We're going to hurt some people. It's a great scene.
Great.
Hurt some people. Okay, Thomas Stewart Holcomb, T-S-H, T-shish, if you're nasty.
T-shish.
Of Livingston was being booked into the Polk County Jail at press time after attempting what was described as a unique getaway.
Oh, boy. I love it.
Do you wonder right now if a horse is involved?
Unicycle juggling.
I'm hoping Teen Wolf surfing.
On top of the car.
I'm on top, go!
Styles, make it happen.
Fucking loved Styles.
I would love to have seen him try and go away with, like, fly away with a bunch of balloons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like,
good too.
End of Mary Poppins.
What do you think Styles is doing right now? And if any townie is like, I know Livingston, I don't know Styles, Teen Wolf, get on board.
Teen Wolf, get on board.
What do you think Styles is up to?
I don't know, but the guy who played Pee Wee's, you know, Francis and
Lawrence Fishburne. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, Francis.
He played on the basketball team and he was.
You're right.
They passed him off. A as a basketball.
He's so sweaty.
They had passed him off. A as a basketball player.
And that's B as a high school.
And B
kid.
As a high schooler.
He was more believable as a tiny child in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's right.
Teen Wolf, Court McCown.
Oh yeah,
Court McCown. Yeah. Right. Teen Wolf. They didn't clear.
I'm sorry. Are you calling it Wolf?
Teen Wolf.
I thought you called it Teen Wolf. Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Wolf.
Yeah,
wolf.
About a very adorable
it's
canine.
It's got like a year ball.
About a teenage
also,
woofer.
Teen Wolf. People don't know. They didn't clear the whole frame. And in the final, when they win the championship,
someone's
scroll
dick is
across
out.
The audience cheering, the fans, someone takes their dick out and starts helicoptering.
Yes.
It's still in the cut.
And is so it a ghost stick like Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah, Three Men and a Baby. Shotgun leaning against the window, and then it's
shotgun.
A ghost kid.
It's not
with
even
no
that.
Face.
It's a cardboard cutout of Ted Danson, I think.
No,
it's not.
It's a cardboard
it has a
cut
bowl out. Cut.
It's a cardboard cutout of the kid who died in the apartment. Come on.
Plain milk's fine.
Go ahead.
Officers were gathering for a pre-holiday lunch. I mean, come on. Guys, we got our holiday lunch.
It's Arbor Day.
We got our pre-holiday lunch.
Who's bringing to the pre-holiday lunch?
Right. Officers were gathering for a pre...
I'll bring the Hawaiian rolls. Okay, the both.
God damn, I love those rolls.
I can They're sweet and chewy.
I'll tell you what, nobody better interrupt this lunch. I've been looking forward to it all year long.
Pre-holiday lunch. Listen to Ferguson.
You know what I do? I take those Hawaiian rolls and put a little ham and a little green bean casserole.
I have to have
seven of them.
What I do is I put the barbecue sauce on it first.
Hey, I'm a Hawaiian roll.
Yeah. I like to get it a little hard. I like to crunch it a little bit.
Yeah. Really?
And it's soft in the middle. I know what he's talking about.
These guys.
I'm Josh Annemeyer's mom. Yeah.
Soft in the middle, Josh.
Josh.
Officers were gathering for a pre-holiday lunch meeting at the department and were able to respond quickly to the bank, which was located less than 300 feet away from the police station. Yeah, if you're going to rob not any the bank, one.
That's not
and you're the... from this town, that should not be a shock to you.
I didn't know it was there. I didn't know.
The suspect fled on foot, with some witnesses reporting he headed west when he left the bank. That's the other thing. Don't rob in a town where everybody says where you are. And probably went to school with you.
Yeah. Right. Jeff's going over there. What's his name? I forget his name.
Oh, you're talking about Tommy? Tommy. He likes to be called Thomas now. Like, that's what, don't rob in that town.
I don't know.
Every time Tommy would talk to us in high school, we'd just be like, shh.
Yeah.
This guy's a joke.
Go rob a bank, Tommy.
The suspect fled on foot. People said he headed west. Uh-huh. Quote, we didn't know if he had a vehicle nearby. So we also sent units to other banks in the city, says Officer Parrish.
I love that they thought he had more of a plan than that.
Yeah, this guy is a dummy. Yeah,
let's
give
him too much credit.
More banks on foot, or just more banks in one town. How many? Rochelle only has
a bank robbing 5K though, Dan.
A bank robbing 5K.
That would be really cool. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah,
do you get a medal? Does everybody get a medal?
Yes.
Bank security cameras captured detailed photos of the suspect, and moments after LPD posted the photo online, a jailer identified Holcomb. That's how you know you're like,
there's someone jailer.
It's like, oh, yeah. TSA?
A jailer?
He later identified Holcomb, who has been booked into Polk County Jail at least 4 times this year.
Oh, okay.
For the record, I got this in November, so it's not like he's crushing 2019.
No, but
New Year, New You. That's what I was hoping.
New Year, New You.
Where was I? After leaving the bank, the suspect turned south into the shopping center located across the street from the bank.
Gotta give this guy an exit strategy.
He has robbed a bank in a town, 300 feet from the cops.
Yep. Took off running
in front of witnesses.
Yep.
And then decided to go into a shopping center.
Why not?
Right. Because he had the money to spend.
That's right. Close yourself up.
You're right. You're actually right.
He went straight to Tape World.
It's burning a hole in his canvas bag. <Tape
World. laughs> We got your scotch. We got your batteries. We got your masking.
Plus.
Oh, that kind of Tape World? Yeah. I was telling you, like audio tapes. But I like Tape World.
I thought you meant worms.
We got duct tape.
What do you need?
They should do it all.
Tick-a-tape.
Double-sided.
Workers at a home health agency contacted police and said he had shed clothing in the parking lot. Now, if he's across the street.
Right.
So he's made a triangle here, because I imagine we've got the bank, and across the street is the shopping center. And then
over there is the mall.
Is the police station.
Yeah.
If he has gone into across the street and he's changing clothes, these people couldn't know that he just robbed a bank. They're just calling the cops. So now you've decided to rob a bank
and do something else suspicious.
Yeah, and that's what people call the cops on, changing clothes.
Yeah, hey, there's a guy.
He's getting charged with bank robbery and streaking and public indecency.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. He's like, there aren't enough things on this crap sheet.
Clothes littering.
As investigators collected evidence and spoke to witnesses there, they received additional information that the man, that would be Thomas Stewart Holcomb. They had additional information that the man had been in the Subway sandwich shop on South Washington where he caught a cab. So he goes,
Now he goes into the shopping center, changes his clothes in the parking lot, then goes into a Subway restaurant.
What if his order was the same order as my youngest daughter?
You ready for this next?
Which I tell you, have you ever taken your kids to Subway and then watch them order?
No. Randy Blaze, order, you'll learn new things.
They order something that you've never seen them eat in their entire life. Yeah. Like, I'll have a tuna with spinach and lettuce on top of it and put some Italian dressing. I'm like, who are you? Are you about to rob a bank?
Can you ladle a little bit extra of that tuna juice on there, too? I like it soft.
I didn't even know you ate tuna.
Who are you? Do you want a wall?
What is happening? Yeah, I don't even know you anymore.
Look.
No, we're not going to give. It's going to be a combination of fencing and sensors.
So
anyway, go ahead.
The guy goes into Subway and then gets a cab, right? I did not embellish this. This is the next sentence.
This is insane.
Subway sandwich artist Terry King.
No, Dan, you wrote that.
The reporter's like, I'm just going to write that you work at Subway.
I'll give you the quote if you give me the credit I am due.
I mean, thank you.
You could just write an employee at the sandwich.
Said one eyewitness. Nope.
I'm sorry. Would you call Michelangelo just an employee of the Sistine Chapel? No, he was an artist.
Like, ma'am, I could, actually.
He was an artist.
He was a contract artist. He had a 1099.
He was an artist.
The first 1099 on records.
I'm just going to need to know your social, Michelangelo. It's like 01.
Yeah, 01.
006.
There's 16. Five other people. It was a long-ass line. He bitched about that line.
Like, God. Jesus.
Subway sandwich artist Terry King said, which is the perfect name.
Terry King.
Terry King. Said Holcomb.
You had one of them Terry King specials? Damn!
No. You can only get that in Livingston.
You give Terry King a look, he going to give you extra meatball. He going to give you extra meatball.
What female Terry? That's what I love about Terry. Everybody can choose their own adventure on who it is.
It's like the Bulger Gash or whatever that thing is.
Bandersnatch? A little pro tip for everybody. I'm not going to tell you why, but if you're watching Bandersnatch, pick up the family photo twice. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Bandersnatch.
All I'm going to tell you. Pick up the family photo
twice. Do you want me to
Bandersnatch
it twice?
Yeah.
Bandersnatch.
Yeah. It's going to take up some of my time in Los Angeles now.
You know it is.
Trust me,
it's worth it. Pick it up twice.
Okay.
Subway sandwich artist Terry King said Holcomb ordered. Ready for this? What does a man who just shed his clothes in a parking lot?
A Whopper.
Sir, we do not serve those here.
What if I told you I had a bolt's worth of money?
I'll make a Whopper.
You make me a falafel, motherfucker.
It's a matter of principle, sir.
I am an artist, okay?
I'm sorry.
You can't tell me.
I'll take a liter.
Would you ask Michelangelo to sculpt?
Of cola? They don't have leaders. Okay. Subway sandwich artist Terry King said Holcomb ordered a dozen cookies and a chicken bacon ranch sandwich.
Dude, this...
I don't know, Thomas, but that is on brand.
That is a great... Chicken bacon ranch is... I'm developing respect for him.
That's a meal worthy of celebration. Right? Yeah, he's proud of something he just did.
12 cookies.
It's time to cut loose.
Really quick, I have to sidestep here to ask. Did you really get Domino's at that birthday party?
Yeah.
100%.
This is the first time we've recorded since you posted that
Instagram.
Since your
daughter's birthday
party.
People
should go back and check out that Sklar Brothers Instagram because you held up some artisanal pizza. And
on
you can
a
tell
tray.
In the comments, you literally, that was a litmus test for who's a fan.
Who's a fan of the show?
Yeah,
because
some
a lot of people
were
like pizza,
Barons,
pizza, 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 pizza. And we're like, no. Then everyone's like, Domino's. Like, you listen to the podcast.
It's all in the presentation.
Jay went to a kid's birthday party one time.
Oh, I know.
Pizza.
And they, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of pizza.
Logic was the first comment. And he was like, Domino's, Jigga? And I was like, yeah. And you know what? There is something, and I have a newfound respect for Domino's. The cheese-filled bread.
Okay, stop. Let's take a break, and then we'll finish up this story, and you can find out what the hell Thomas did.
After making this order,
which is...
Because the journey's not over.
Journey's not over. We have a little more with Zach Martina right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more to
All right, Dan, welcome back.
All right, okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. So he orders a chicken bacon ranch sandwich and washes it down with a dozen cookies. Then he asked if there was a cab company nearby.
Great idea.
By the way, the cab company doesn't have to always be so nearby.
Yeah.
It's almost like when a guy shouts into a microphone.
Yeah.
You're like, the microphone is going to amplify your voice.
Right.
Cab companies have cars so they can drive to you even from small distances. The
microphone is a tool.
But he needed to make a quick getaway. He couldn't be waiting.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Terry's. says, we told him yes, and our manager Googled their phone number. About 5 minutes later, he left. So he's all, he, for as bad as he is about picking location route banks, he's found the nicest Subway restaurant in the country.
They're angling for a 5-star Yelp review. Yeah, they want people coming in.
They help him find a cab. So now
they're
aiding and abetting.
Yes, yes. They're aiding and abetting.
They're very kind. They open the door for him. Exactly. They're just the kindest people in the world.
Terry King says he behaved pretty much like any other customer, but he did appear to be high.
Right. So pretty much like any other customer. I was going to say, he was shaking and nervous.
Oh, really? You appear to be high? 12 chocolate chip cookies, please.
I checked.
What did I order?
Go ahead. Hit it.
Before the chicken bacon ranch.
Yeah, cookies first and then ranch. I'm like, who are you, children?
I feel like Thomas walked in, placed his order as he did without breaking stride on his way to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
I want 12 cookies and a chicken bacon ranch.
Did not break stride.
Right
straight
to the bathroom. Just a post bank robbing dump.
Took off another layer of clothes.
And he didn't even say, I want. Right. He just walked across the table. Like, 12 cookies and a bacon ranch.
Right.
I like to think this is his Subway, though, too. Like, they just knew that, oh, hey, there's Tommy. We know we got to get.
As the door closes.
The usual.
As the door closes, Terry's like, toast it. Toast it. I do one toasted, one not. I checked the $100 bill he paid with because we've been getting a lot of fake bills lately. Guys,
and I love that that's happening now on Subway.
Mm-hmm.
You guys doing the Subway scam? Yeah, you print out a $100 bill and then you go, take it on
and order 12 cookies and
these
get the fart out of it.
They don't know what money's about.
12 cookies and a foot long or 20 foot long. Just get them all.
He was really nervous when I was looking closely at the bill, which could only mean that Thomas is dumb in one of two ways. He's either so dumb that he thinks the bill he just got from a bank would be fake, not possible, or he's even more dumb than that and he thinks that by looking at this $100 bill, they're going to be able to tell
that
he just
robbed
got
a bank. Yes. Right.
Or he's paying with a paint-soaked bill. The bomb went off.
Yeah, completely. Ignore that, though.
Ignore this.
You
got to
look around the ink.
Yeah, don't. It's $100.
Sergeant. Great name.
Let's hear it.
Sergeant Ronnie Bogani.
I would call him Ronnie Bogani.
Is it
Ronnie Bogani?
B-O-G-A-N-Y. You can't
go Ronnie Bogani.
Ronnie Bogani.
Hey, look, there's a lot of, I don't want all this Ronnie Bogani going on.
Tommy Holcomb, Ronnie Bogani, best friends in high school, had a bit of a falling apart, and this is the reunion.
Ronnie Bogani was named halfway through Banana
Fana Fofana.
Someone was singing that while the doctor was asking.
Ronnie Bogani, Banana Fana.
It really is it.
The dad's like, oh, I like that. I like that very much.
We've already got the Bogani.
But doctor, your last name is Smith. I like Bogani.
I was going to name him David. I like this much more.
I don't think this is a good idea. Sir, please call me Donnie. Donnie Bogani, Banana Fana Bogani.
Sergeant Ronnie Bogani. I know. That might make it into our TV
Ronnie
show.
Bogani.
Ronnie Bogani could
Ronnie
show
Bogani.
Up. Sergeant Ronnie Bogani went to the Livingston 350 cab company where he learned that the cab had been eastbound on U.S. Highway 190 to Indian Springs. Mm-hmm. A cab company dispatcher contacted the driver and told him to remain on U.S. 190. By that time, so now the cab driver's driving. He's this guy's getaway from the Subway after changing his clothes in the parking lot.
How do they tell him?
I know,
with
it can't be over a radio, right?
I know. It's got to be like
a phone. Got to be a cell phone.
Maybe, but like the guy's not going to know, hey, this has got to be confidential.
They call the cab driver, like, you got your oversized Bluetooth in? Yeah. Oh, of course.
Of course. Your 1997 oversized Bluetooth in?
You got that in? Contact driver told him to remain on 190. By that time, cab driver Kevin Brown.
Yeah.
Said he could see a patrol vehicle behind him. He followed directions from LPD not to pull over until the officers activated the red and blue lights, which means for a while,
there's
Thomas
just a
sat in his car with a cop car behind him without even knowing it.
Yeah. Well, but
he's finishing up that meal.
Exactly.
He's focused.
Got a lot of cookies to get to.
12
okay.
cookies.
You know what? What I was saying is I was watching NFL football, like playoff football. Cab drivers, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers should be like good NFL referees. You just hardly know they're there.
Yes.
You want it. You just want to be like, were they even in that?
Were yes.
They,
same
anytime
with like
you
home
notice
plate
them,
umps.
Anytime you notice them at all, that means something's wrong.
Yep.
So this guy's trying to just blend in with the car, knowing what he knows, and that's a lot of pressure on this cab driver.
Well, by this time, Brown, that's Kevin, I believe, said they were headed back toward Livingston after his passenger had balked at the high prices at the liquor store they visited in the Midway community. So, which means he got in the cab, then went to a liquor store. He has hundreds of dollars, and was like, I'm not paying that for Canadian Club.
What kind of liquor are you washing down at Chicken Bacon Ranch? And it was like a rum chata?
You give me a Canadian Club and ginger ale.
Okay.
I love a good rum chata.
Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah.
Maybe a Grey Goose.
It feels like Jaeger.
Yeah, or Mad Dog 2020. Mad Dog. How much is your Everclear? Fuck that.
I'll make that at home in the tub.
You got Boone's Farm.
When the cab reached reached Tom Cummings Road, Bogani activated emergency lights and the driver stepped out of the cab. I hope at that point Thomas Holcomb was like, what?
Oh, shit. Is Tom Cummings another character? Or is that the name
of the road?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Meet you on Tom Cummings.
C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S if you're nasty.
Are you Cummings?
Holcomb was taken into custody without incident and is being charged with aggravated robbery, first degree felony, according to a statement by Detective Leon Middleton.
Leon Middleton. I know. Another one.
I know. Just
Leon Middleton.
I want a copy of the Livingston phone book just to go through.
Leon Middleton. The Livingston characters are unbelievable. Leon Middleton and Ronnie Bagani. I mean, that is just a great one.
Middleton and Bagani could be the new Rizzoli and Isles. We always say that.
Rizzoli and Isles is the new Middleton and Bagani.
Middleton and Bagani sounds like an Ellis Island Rizzoli and Isles. Like they just came over.
They just came back.
Right. Also, we have other great combos in the story. King and Cummings.
King and Cummings.
The Cummings and Kings.
The Cummings of Kings.
That's Game of Thrones season 6.
The Cummings of Kings.
An undisclosed amount of cash was recovered from the suspect when he was taken into custody. No weapon was located. King said an investigator took video from their store security system as well as the $100 bill. I'm going to show you a picture. Please try to keep your reactions to less than 3 minutes because we've already gone long.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to, if you've ever wondered what happened to Guy Fieri's brother.
Here we go.
This is Mr. Holcomb.
Oh, my God.
How old is Thomas Stewart Holcomb?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
You are our guest, Zach. You can go first, Tig, or third.
I'm going to go Tig.
Okay.
Okay.
Jason?
All right, Jason or Randy? Jason?
Well, you know, in Cheap Seats, there was an old joke we made when a guy's hair was blonde and his beard was brown.
Dark.
We said, does the carpet match the drapes?
And I would answer, Jay, the drapes don't match the drapes.
One drape is one color, one is another.
This guy's 24 years old.
24?
Go ahead.
I'm going with 36 because that hair, his whole crime, it makes it seem like he's trying to feel something, trying to feel a certain youth. I'm saying 36.
Okay. He's got a full head of hair. Uh-huh. I think he's 29.
29?
Yep.
Okay, so Randy says?
29, there's no gray in his beard, and his hair is a full, thick head of hair that he has hydroperoxide or whatever he's
That's natural.
whatever product he's put in, if like I
he
put
really
in
loves lemon Fight Club. Juice, he loves Fight Club.
Sun
that's
in,
his favorite
that's
movie.
Sun in. If
I put, am Jack's failed robbery,
if I put that in my hair, if I put that in my hair, yeah. I all
it
my hair
gone.
Would fall out.
You're right.
I'd be, if I put my in my hair, I would have less hair than you, Dan.
So what did you say? 29?
29, okay. 36.
I'm going 36.
Zach says 36.
Jay says 24.
24?
One of you
is, all three of you are not exactly right.
Ah, damn it.
Tony's, get your answers in right now. Before we do that, any quick plugs?
What? How can people find you, see you, listen to your stuff?
Find me on Instagram at Zach.Martina. My album's on iTunes and Spotify. It's called Skunk Man. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in Jacksonville January 22nd with Chad Daniels.
Oh, hey, going on Chad. Tour with Chad. Yeah, he's great on this show,
Jacksonville
too.
On the 22nd of January. Charlotte on the 23rd and Raleigh the 24th through the 26th.
Awesome. Nice. Great tour. If you're in those areas, please go check him out. You'll love Chad Daniels and you will love Zach Martina.
Sklar Brothers.
What do we got? We're going to be in Portland the first weekend, February 7th, 8th, and 9th at Helium. Very excited to do those shows. We're going to be doing a synagogue show in Denver on the 23rd and then another one in St. Louis at our for the women's.
Wednesday the 23rd.
February. Oh, no. We are doing, I don't know when this is dropped.
Yeah. This is going to drop a week from this Friday. So that would be like the 18th.
Okay. So get
we
are doing
The Rec Room.
The Rec Room in Huntington Beach. We're doing a headlining set here in Southern California on Saturday night,
January 26th, I think it
is. Okay, yep.
And it's going to be so awesome and so much fun, and we cannot wait to do this show.
So if you're in Southern California, you want to come see us, it's Huntington Beach. It's called The Rec Room. Check us out.
Okay, I checked out that room last Sunday, too, and my buddy works there. It's super fun. You
it's
guys are going to have a blast.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait. Let's sell
Townies.
It out.
Get your answers in right now. Before you do, I will tell you, I'm going to be January 22nd. I will be bringing my tour to Las Vegas, Nevada at The Dive. Go to DanielVanKirk.com, January 22nd in Las Vegas, and keep an eye out for dates when you go to DanielVanKirk.com because I'm coming to a lot more places as well. It's the Together Tour.
Dummy.
Okay. Thomas Stewart
Hayden
Holcomb.
Church. Holcomb.
The man who changed in a parking lot, robbed a bank next to a police station, went to a liquor store with hundreds of dollars.
Ordered from Subway, got a cab.
Got caught by a cab that was given to him by a Subway after eating a dozen cookies and a bacon ranch whatever sandwich.
I kind of love him. By the way, cabby turns you in. Uber, Lyft, harder to get in touch with. So if you're robbing a bank, let's use it.
How understanding was that cab driver in that, like, he's like, he let him eat in the car?
Yeah, of course.
Already he's like a nice guy.
I will also say when you get to the Facebook page, he does kind of look like a Jake Busey character.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. He is 34 years old.
Oh, wow.
Zach Martinez. He pays a lot of attention to that appearance.
Walks in and walks it off. I love it. Follow Zach Martinez, Zach.Martina
on Instagram.
It's a great way to do it. Follow us on Instagram. Follow Dan on Instagram.
We're at Squad Brothers. He's Daniel Van Kirk. Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, East Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.